Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here with February's Investors Podcast, and glad to have you aboard and glad to have you with me on this month's podcast. And what I want to jump into is something that most people would recommend I never jump into. Most people would say you shouldn't even bring it up. Most people would say it's not a good idea. You get the message. And it's politics. And the thing that I want to bring up about politics, it has to do with investing and what my opinion is about investing, especially when it comes to investment real estate and maybe even investing in general a little bit. And it has to do with politics and politics' effect on investing and why I think there is good news regarding politics and investing and why I think that there's bad news and why it's not all that it could be, all it's cracked up to be, I guess, is what I want to say. And so what am I talking about? Well, let me just jump into the content of this podcast and give you really my thoughts and my opinions on politics and investing. Not surprisingly, I get a lot of emails, conversations with investors, ultimately have this question in the conversation, especially within the last couple of months. And even when I'm not working, I'm off the clock, so to speak, and maybe with friends or visiting with somebody, I get this question. And the question is prefaced by, you should be really happy, or you should be feeling pretty good, or you've got to be ecstatic, or wow, you got to be happy about this. And what are they talking about? Not surprisingly, they're talking about our new president, Donald Trump. And the comments revolve around Mr. Trump, of course, making his fortune mainly in real estate. And why now, because President Trump is in office, now what we'll see is fantastic real estate gains, above average real estate returns, and making real estate, and by making, I mean by President Trump being in office, making real estate the go-to investment for people, for many investors, and why I should be thrilled about it, not only because it means I get to be involved with more investors such as yourself, but from a personal standpoint, many people know that the majority of my net worth is involved in real estate properties as well. I should be feeling great about it. And truthfully, I don't feel that great about it. So that's going to come as a surprise to many people, but it's not for the reasons that you might think. I don't have a political opinion to give you regarding President Trump. I have an opinion, but I'm not going to give it. But the message I want to relay to you about politics, especially with our new president, has, as I mentioned before, good news and bad news associated with it. So let's go ahead and let's start with the good news. The good news is real estate, especially real estate values and prices, and especially when it comes to investment real estate, is not going to be affected positively or negatively based on who's our president. That's not going to be the case. Okay? Why? Well, think about it. When President Trump makes an announcement regarding national security, are our property values affected? No, they're not. When President Trump has a comment on terrorism, for example, are our property values impacted? No. When President Trump has a press conference at, let's say, a tire plant, airplane manufacturing facility, you know, something like that, when he has a press conference and talks about how great things are going to be and what his optimistic view is about where our country's going, does that affect our real estate values? No, it doesn't. Real estate values will, in my opinion, continue to go up at a steady clip. I think, as I've mentioned in other presentations regarding our holdings, because of what we're doing specifically to our holdings, I think they're going to go up at a very, very nice rate. However, it's not because of what President Trump is or is not doing, is or is not saying. Because truth be told, real estate is affected by how much rental income can be achieved from a specific property, how much savings you can have in expenses, which results in how much net income can properties produce. The higher the net income the properties produce, the higher the valuations and the returns are going to be. And that's oversimplifying it, but that's really what it comes down to. And none of that has anything to do with what Donald Trump or President Trump says, does, in the political landscape. And really, if you think about it, that's actually good news. Because real estate is not affected by that. That's, I think, actually really good news. It's not really bad news, and I kind of prefaced it with bad news, but it's not bad news. It's really good. It's bad news for those people that think that because President Trump is in office, that real estate values are going to skyrocket. They're not. They're not. They're going to improve. They're going to get better year after year. And I'm talking commercial real estate, and I'm talking investment real estate. But they're not going to go up at rocket speeds. And again, our holdings specifically, I do have a presentation on where I think our rates of return are going to be with our holdings. And if you haven't seen that or haven't had a chance to listen to that or see that presentation, just send me an email and I'll get that presentation to you. It's pretty easy to do. Okay. But it's actually good news. And really the bad news is most other investments, not all, okay, not all, but most other investments are affected by what President Trump says, thinks, or doesn't say, think, or do. How many times have you listened to the news, where, however you've listened to it, and there's been a change in stock prices, bond prices, company valuations, you name it, because of a political, economic, or terrorist kind of event or activity? Many times related to what our president says or doesn't say. I mean, you could go and do whatever amount of research you want to do, and you'll find fluctuations in company values, in bond prices, in mutual fund prices per share, et cetera, from day to day based on the whims of our president. If you really want to get that detailed. And the bad news is investments like that, what I call conventional market investments, because they're so intertwined with each other, are affected by that. Now, I think that's bad news, but that's not bad news for all investors. I mean, you may be an investor that likes that. You want more of that up and down risk associated with your investment for whatever reason. So I'm not saying in any way that you're making a wrong investment or I think it's a bad idea. I'm just saying it's bad news for those investors that don't want to deal with it. Because again, so you look at real estate. Our real estate prices are going to, and values are going to be pretty darn consistent. They're not going to go up and down daily based on what is said or done or not said or done by our president. Okay? That's not going to be the case. And so a lot of this I know depends on where you're at from a personal investment standpoint and philosophy. So you may feel that it's well worth it. and based on opinions or maybe other experts that you've listened to or talked to or deal with, you may think that those kinds of investments, and I'm talking conventional market investments, are a good place to be. And you have no argument for me, by the way. For you, it may work well. For others, however, it does not. And so it begs the question of, are you the kind of investor that has the appetite for being involved in the conventional investments that are subject to the ups and downs of political, economic, and in some kind of time social whims, not only nationally but globally? Because the big markets that are conventional and spread all over the world are subject to that. Smaller markets, apartments and commercial property in Heartland of America, for example, not so much. Okay? Not so much. And so again, there are no wrong or right answers, but it does beg the question of thinking about it and making sure that you are comfortable with where you're at and your investment philosophy, especially based on how you handle things from a logical and an emotional standpoint too, quite frankly. And so something to think about, especially as we, you know, continue to, we're almost to the end of the first quarter of 2017. So some interesting things to think about. But again, to kind of come full circle, I started out by saying that I get lots of questions on, am I just thrilled and ecstatic about the prospects of real estate properties based on who our current president is? The answer, my answer is, I think real estate's going to continue to do very well. I think apartments and commercial property will, especially in niche markets. But do I see an overwhelming, blanket, gigantic leap where real estate's going to just jump through the roof with valuations, income, return, and I'm talking commercial real estate again and investment real estate? No, I'm not. And I think it's false to assume that because of who our president is, and it is not going to translate into large, gigantic gains in the real estate sector, unless, like the Heartland Investment Partners flagship fund, you have specific strategies in place to take advantage of those things. Okay. And so hopefully this month's podcast has been at least somewhat informative and worth your time. And as always, I welcome your comments and your questions. Feel free to fire me off an email with those. Happy to respond to you and get your opinion, and would appreciate and look forward to the dialogue, quite frankly. All right. Have a great day, and I'm sure that we'll be in touch with each other one way or the other sometime here in the near future. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.